From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Here's the question on the table. How can emotional intelligence improve my communication? Have you known people who are really smart but just don't connect well with people? Often, they lack emotional intelligence, and one of the easiest ways to spot the presence or absence of emotional intelligence is the way that smart person communicates. Let's define emotional intelligence. I'll use the definition of the original thinkers on it, two men named John Meyer and Peter Salovey. They call it, quote, the ability to monitor one's own and others' feelings and emotions, to discriminate among them, and to use this information to guide one's thinking and actions, unquote. Daniel Goleman, another researcher, put that theory into practical terms in a book he wrote called Primal Leadership, and in it he talked about four different dimensions of emotional intelligence, and they all connect to communication. Here they are: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. Let's go through them. Self-awareness. If you are self-aware, you'll know your strengths and weaknesses as a communicator. You know you may hate talking before groups, or know that you speak quickly, or have what's called flat affect. That's not much emotion, so people perceive you as uninterested or unenthusiastic. Did you hear that? We build self-awareness by asking for and being open to feedback. It's a signal of strength, not weakness, to get a reading on your communication skills, oral and written. Wouldn't you rather know that your emails are too long, or that your PowerPoints are way too dense, or that you fidget when you're giving a presentation? When you get that feedback, it leads to the second point, self-management. You work on polishing those rough edges. One really good leader I know was told by his company that to move up in the organization, he needed stronger communication skills, a kind of executive presence, if you will. So he enrolled in Toastmasters International, and he really practiced. He even sent me tapes to look at and give him critiques. By doing that work, he got the promotion. Now, for you, it may be far more modest. You might just work on making your emails less terse-sounding. You know, you thought you were being efficient and brief, but others read them as curt and abrupt. So you self-manage, and you adjust. Then there's social awareness. When you have social awareness, you practice empathy. You know when it's better to listen quietly than to talk. You know that when someone gets loud and angry, you can improve the situation by keeping a calm and steady voice. You can read a room, if you will. You'll know that when people are there and they seem low energy, you don't need to be the leader. You need to be the cheerleader to pump things up. With social awareness, your tone and timing and text all fit the situation. And then there's relationship management. With that, you understand the importance of providing feedback, of keeping people in the loop, of reinforcing good faith efforts at improvement, of encouraging people when they're frightened or frustrated, praising with specificity when they achieve, celebrating when they excel, thanking when the workday is done, or thanking someone for just being a good colleague. And of course, if you really understand relationship management, you know the power of an apology that is also specific, unqualified, and sincere. Here's the simple clue. Emotionally intelligent people visualize the recipient of their communication. They think about how best to reach that person for the most positive impact. Then they custom tailor their message with personal delivery. Emotional intelligence, it can make you a much better communicator, especially in the digital age. For Loyola University Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.